KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, a little bit of a mist or drizzle out there. It's 68 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today and a high of 76. In the news, a traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. According to Red Oak police, 18-year-old Dallas Brady Myers of Emerson was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for driving with a restricted license. Myers was pulled over near the intersection of South Broadway and Short Streets at around 3 a.m. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. A former Council Bluffs doctor has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison on a child pornography charge. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 69-year-old Dennis Seaborn Jones was sentenced Friday in federal court in Council Bluffs on one count of possession of child pornography. Jones pleaded guilty to the charge last May as part of the deal. He also agreed to permanently surrender his medical license. Authorities say they found 1.2 million images and 9,300 videos of child pornography during a search of Jones's home. Court documents say other images and videos showed patients at Jones's medical clinic that were taken secretly with a pen camera. Jones faces a separate sexual abuse charge involving a minor. He also faces lawsuits in connection with the patient images and videos. Last November, you may recall, KJAN News mentioned that the County Board of Supervisors here in Cass County had authorized engineer Charles Marker to work with County Attorney Dan Feisner in an effort to draft a resolution that would try and put a little more bite into a state law penalizing those who use four-wheel drive vehicles to tear up county roads after it rains. On Friday, Feisner told the Board of Supervisors the efforts of law enforcement has resulted in action being taken against some of the parties responsible for the damage.
We have been seeing some convictions and or pleas of guilty come through on the criminal mischief charges. Remember on the Class B secondary roads. So we continue to proceed if there appear to be probable cause to believe that there's been criminal mischief caused. We've had, I believe, two or three at least individuals who have pled guilty to that. Restitution has been ordered in all three cases. I know of at least three. I think in one case there were two individuals in one incident, and the third one was one separate individual.
Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer wanted to make it clear that farmers who are using the roads to get to their crops and fields are not the ones being charged with destroying the roads, and Feisner agreed.
The incidents that we had were clear incidents of what you would refer to as mudding, where trucks were
playing.
Yes, good word. Had fishtailed substantially down the road, quarter mile in, could not even be retrieved by equipment. In fact, one of the incidents the individual is I guess, pleading to was substantially down the road and other individuals were there. So it's pretty clear, let's just put it that way, that they were not just accidentally entering upon a muddy road and didn't realize it and then at the last minute tried to get out, that it was fishtailing or mudding or whatever.
Feisner said also that if it had been a farmer, they wouldn't have run from law enforcement. Anyone who sees an obvious case of mudding on county roads is urged to call law enforcement with a description of the vehicle, direction of travel, and if possible, a license plate. In other business, the Board of Supervisors Friday approved a resolution placing a public measure on the November 4th general election ballot. The measure calls for the appointment of township officers by the Board of Supervisors rather than by election. Auditor Dale Sunderman said 14 townships in Cass County are now appointed by the board. The change would affect Edna and Union townships. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Friday released details about a drug bust conducted in his community last weekend. Brothers says that around 3:50 a.m. on August the 9th, Clarinda Police responded to a loud party and noise complaint at 422 North 17th Street. The residence is rented by 21-year-old James Kinghorn of Clarinda. Kinghorn was arrested for delivery of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana. Also arrested at the residence was 21-year-old Brody Lee Bergren and 23-year-old Jared Daniel Wiebesek of both of Clarinda. They were charged with possession of a controlled substance. All three men were booked into the Page County Jail and held while awaiting initial appearances before the Page County Magistrate. The matter has been referred to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and the filing of formal charges. And six Iowans were honored at the State Fair Friday in Des Moines for actions they took that likely saved the lives of other citizens. Seth Thompson of Trainer was presented with a Governor's Life-Saving Award for his bravery on the morning of December 14th, 2009. The wind chill that day was 5 degrees below zero, and the roads were icy at the time Thompson and a co-worker were driving near Storm Lake on their way to Okoboji for a construction job. The truck in front of them spun around, rolled twice off the road, and landed upside down in a frozen creek. Thompson and his co-worker, Nolan Strobin, had stopped and ran through the snow, jumped a fence, and in order to reach the truck.
So we both jumped down our stomach, started feeling around in the water. We felt just barely felt some hands or an arm or something. Grabbed a hold of that, pulled the first guy out, and as we were all standing there in disbelief of what just happened, the guy slowly muttered out as he was freezing, "There's another guy." We kind of looked at each other like, oh boy.
Thompson reached back into the submerged pickup and pulled the driver out as well. Thompson said both men in the pickup, Jesus Alvarado and Joshua Alsup, would likely have drowned had they not been followed on the highway.
If we were not behind them, there was nobody else meeting us on the highway or behind us. The truck was not visible from the highway. So there would have been cars passing all day until somebody would have maybe randomly stopped and specifically looked down in the culvert in that ditch.
The two men in the pickup suffered only minor injuries and were treated at a hospital for symptoms of hypothermia. Thompson credits his 6 years of service in the Coast Guard for his quick response to the accident.
So I was used to really crazy stuff happening, gruesome stuff. You know, it was just kind of a respond, do what you need to do to help out, and that was it.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Jim Stakey, age 68, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Jim Stakey will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Roseanne Thompson, age 76, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Roseanne Thompson will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Clara B. Wilson, age 92, of Redfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clara Wilson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Harold Pudge Powell II, age 46, of Atlantic, died August the 9th at Atlantic Nursing Rehab. Memorial services for Pudge Powell will be today at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Georgia Mae Jessen, age 74, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Georgia Jessen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. James C. Jackson, age 97, of Redfield, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for James Jackson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Brian Feek, age 43, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Feek will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Cremation has taken place and a memorial service for Vernon King will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. And Carmelita Flickinger, age 97, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Carmelita Flickinger are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.